Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Luke Burbank's over there.
Hey.
I'm Allison Stewart. Rachel Martin's in the news booth.
Oh.
And Dan Pashman has joined us in the studio because we decided it's time to take a quick ramble through some of the other days. Well, not really the headlines, but worth a listen anyway.
We do call this segment The Ramble, and this is something I've actually noticed. I got a kid, and I'm trying to get her into the Beatles because they're the most awesome band ever. And you go online, you go into iTunes, and there are no songs by
the Beatles. It's really sad.
I'm like, wait, and you know, you get these terrible covers of Beatles songs. But anyway, I said I was wondering what was going on with that. Turns out there had been this long-running beef between Apple Records, that was the Beatles' old label, and Apple, who makes iTunes. Well, it turns out the Beatles catalog is finally going to go digital. Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney, as he is officially called, has said that the Fab Four's music is going to probably be online sometime next year. A court ruled in Apple the iPod maker's favor earlier this year, and now the two sides are working on the final details of an agreement.
Aren't Paul McCartney's pockets stuffed full of money enough?
Not after that divorce he's going through.
Good point.
$1 billion in alimony.
Okay, I've got a story that affects you if you haven't paid your utility bill in Minnesota, where it's very cold and you might have high heating bills. But apparently Minnesota's largest utility is now going to start reporting to credit agencies when people don't pay their heating bills. This was kind of surprising to me, because I guess I hadn't realized that utilities don't actually have to do that. There's this rule that says it's the cold weather rule, which prohibits utilities from cutting off customers during the coldest months, and they can't report them to credit agencies. But Minnesota says, enough of that. You people are delinquent, and now we're going to report you when you don't pay your bills.
I haven't paid my power bill in Minnesota in years because I don't
They know that.
Yeah.
My favorite ramble story today, I think, comes from Dan, because in the morning, it's a real scramble. Not a ramble, but a scramble to get the show on the air. Everybody's looking to fact check and get their audio going. And then this pops up in our email box at about 4:48 a.m. Eastern time. You gotta look at this. And the best part is, we all did. Okay, Dan.
That's right. I stumbled across this one, guys. The University of Alabama, Birmingham, also known as UAB, the UAB Hospital Emergency Room, put together a rap video. I looked into it a bit. It was created by the ER nurses for a National Nurses Week contest and celebration back in May. The video has been on YouTube almost since February, but it's just now bubbling up big time. We put it on our blog. It's worth a listen. Let's check it out.
Kaboom! We're the UAB emergency room, and we treat every single patient from the womb to the tomb. Any kind of patient is accepted. Our skills are well perfected. We expect the unexpected. That's why we're well respected. We're ER nurses. Medications we disperse when things get the worst. Our talents just emerge. Room 10, there's a patient with a hurting in the belly. Look, there goes the intern with the KY jelly. Got a CAT scan in room 6, x-rays in room 8. There's a chest pain in room 1 that really can't wait. Get a 12-lead EKG. Better draw some blood for lab work when you start that IV. Got a migraine in room 2. Room 3 has got the flu. Room 4 can't poo-poo. Room 5 is plain cuckoo. Lots of traumas on the way. Right into the trauma bay. It can get a little wild, but yo, we like it that way. Yeah, it gets hectic, that is clear. There's no job that can't compare. But don't sweat it, have no fear. We're saving lives up in here. Yeah, we're state of the art. So yo, come be a...
They're saving lives up in here.
Yes, they are. The best part, though, that which you can't see because this is radio, is what there's like a guy who's just not saying anything. They're walking in a hospital. They're in scrubs. They're walking down a hospital hallway.
To the beat, right?
To the beat. Mm-hmm. And one guy's just holding those defibrillator paddles.
Right. Yeah. They treat every single patient from the womb to the tomb.
And they know what rhymes with KY jelly.
It's on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park Project. You should definitely check it out. Okay, finally, this is one of these stories that for half the people listening will be the biggest story of the day, and they'll email and tell their friends. The other half will be like, what? Trading Spaces, huge show in the early 2000s. They had this host named Paige Davis. you either loved Paige or you hated Paige. She used to bop around. This is the show where...
Is that a hated Paige?
Is that a hated Paige? Rachel hated Paige.
Rachel raised
her
hand.
Is the show where people trade... traded houses with their neighbors and they redecorate the house and Paige was your perky host and she went back and forth. Well, they booted Paige in 2005.
Didn't she get on Broadway or something?
She became
this total phenom, right?
Well, she was this Broadway... She was a trained dancer anyway because she used to always do high kicks around the house. When you always wondered why the heck she was high kicking around the house. Anyway, she ended up in Chicago in Beauty and the Beast and then nothing really happened for Paige. Paige Davis coming back to Trading Spaces. That's all I'm saying. The other thing is that's interesting about this story is the original production company for Trading Spaces not producing the show anymore.
Oh.
It's going to be produced by a production company that produces Hell's Kitchen for Fox. So the show may change a little bit. And some of the original...
She's going to be high-kicking people in the face.
Some of the original design...
That I would watch.
Some of the original designers are coming back as well. Doug Wilson and Laurie Hixon Smith, for people who watch the show. You know, they had kind of wandered off. So Trading Spaces fans, rejoice.
If you're somebody who loved Trading Spaces, but now you don't have your TiVo, the basic thing is, if you like Paige Davis, reset your TiVo on record Trading Spaces.
There we go. We're getting the rap sign from our director, Jacob. Thank you so much. Wrapping the ramble.